right. We've got about a half an hour left. I think what I'd like to do, let's take a 5-minute break and then we're going to come back and see if we can tackle 18 and 19 and we'll be done for the day. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to jump right back into our agenda. We're going to move around just a little bit. So let's hit 19 disc golf courses in South Dakota State Parks. And Shane is with us. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, and excuse me. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. Yes, I'm going to talk a little bit about disc golf and state parks. Currently, there are 14 state parks that have disc golf courses. Oh, one little second here, we'll get the presentation. Birch. I'm the district park supervisor at Lewis and Clark Recreation Area here in Yankton.
Better green.
Yep, there it is.
Cool. All right. As I said, we got 14 South Dakota state parks that have disc golf courses. Courses in South Dakota state parks were put in the late 90s. That was when we had the first ones put courses in. We put ours in at Lewis and Clark in 2004, and then we installed one in Pearson Ranch, and they seem to get more popular every year. It's kind of an inexpensive sport compared to regular golf, so you don't need much except a couple of discs to play. And here's kind of a map of where they are across the state. Then we have some 9-hole courses and 18-hole courses. And then Palisades State Park plans to add a disc golf course here soon in their new addition that they have. We do have a partnership. Our disc golf courses are part of a growing national network of nature trail disc golf courses designed for kids and families. Each course has a series of scorecard players that you can use to connect with and learn about nature during their round of disc golf. Through this partnership with Kids and Parks Track Trail Program, kids can earn prizes when they play disc golf in South Dakota State Parks. The program also funds a portion of the signage and scorecards for the courses. And this is what the scorecards look like. And then this is just birds. We do have one with trees, and there's animals, different things that you can have on there so the kids can learn about those while they're playing. And then through the SDGFP website, you can access all the disc golf course maps on there. And then we do check out disc golfs for people to, or the discs for people to use to play the golf. And those are usually at the visitor center or welcome centers in the parks. Tournaments last year. This weekend, we do have the Lewis and Clark Pearson Ranch Tournament. The Lewis and Clark Open, that starts Saturday and Sunday. There's 65 signed up for that, and there'll be probably a few more signed up before the tournament starts. And then there's also leagues at these three parks. Any questions?
Commissioner Beesier, as we were driving around there this afternoon, I noticed the two parks there in Pearson Ranch and Lewis and Clark there. And I mentioned to Mr. Simpson there, I go, I was wondering about the use of those, how much use was there? Because we was talking about space for camping, not running out. Well, we can do one or two more expansions, but then we're out. But it looks like there's a lot of land there those take up that can be used for more financially driven type.
Sure, we do have
camp spots, you know, like, and that. Then yeah, I ain't saying that's what we should do, but I was just thinking about that as we were driving through there. I mean, there's a lot of room for camping expansion there if those disc golfs weren't there.
Sure. Yeah, traditionally in the recreation areas, we try to develop about 50% of the campground or the land areas campground. And we do have the 10 sites we're going to add this next fall here. And then probably in 2-3 years, we look at maybe adding another 50 campsites to Lewis and Clark, doing another loop in the Yankton section. But it's kind of a balancing act to have some day use activities along with camping. Like I said, it's pretty popular. It gets quite a bit of use there with the leagues and tournaments that they have for the disc golf. So thank you.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, just the use of it, if it was being used or not. Mm-hmm. Because you see a lot of them around, and you never see anybody out there, and it's like, what the heck? You
know? Yeah. Yeah, and it started in Yankton at the city park, and then it kind of ballooned from there, and now there's a course in the Corps of Engineers, and so there's quite a few courses around our area. We've had the state tournament there a couple of times at Lewis and Clark, too. So
Shane, who oversees kind of the management when there's a tournament or there's leagues? Are there clubs that do that?
There's a club. In fact, the club helped us lay out both of those courses, and we work closely with them when they have a tournament, and they do the leagues themselves, so we don't have to do that portion of it.
So when they're using these disc golf courses in our state parks, they are required to then buy a permit to get into our state parks.
They still have to buy an entrance pass. There's no other cost to it, you know, and we loan out the disc for free. If somebody camper wants to come in and borrow the disc to play, we do have some of those available for them.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. Thank you. Questions from the commission? Seeing none, we appreciate that update. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. We're going to jump back up to 18 for the ADA remodeling projects progress with Al Nedven.
There it is. What's going on? Good afternoon.